Our brother Stuart spoke at the beginning of his talk about the important place that the Word of God's been given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday afternoon, our brother Heinz spoke about the importance of the shepherd. Another brother spoke on plants and about hedges, the need to protect that which is growing. Our brother Martin spoke about perfection. And Thursday night, and in the prayer meetings, there is much prayer that there would be encouragement for the people of God. And I'd like to bring that together by looking at a few verses here in Isaiah chapter 40. We'll start with verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. That's why we're here. The Lord wants to encourage us, to build us up so that we can keep on going for Him. There may not be much time left, but He wants us to keep going till the end. Verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Start at the end of the verse, the rough place is plain. There are hard times. There are easier times. A conference like this, I know that personally it seems so easy to go on for the Lord. It's not that easy when you get out. You're working, your co-workers don't love the Lord. Your fellow students don't love the Lord. Doesn't seem like there's very many who love the Lord. Yet you come here and you find out there are our lots who love the Lord, and you're encouraged. The rough place is made plain. That's what a time like this can do. It can take out some of the bumps, give us what's needed to keep on going. The crooked shall be made straight. Many things in life we don't understand. We don't know why this happens. We don't know why that happens. What the Lord does. Everything happens for a purpose. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. There's a reason for everything, and it'll only work for our good in the end. And when we get to heaven, we'll be able to look back, and we'll say, as the little hymn said that we sung this morning, we'll be able to say, how good is the God we adore. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. I like to think of times like this at conferences and get-togethers of the young people and the brethren as mountains. You're on a spiritual high. You're with your brethren. You're having sweet fellowship, precious ministry being spoken of, being exhorted and built up in our holy faith. And then we get back to the grind. And we need the Lord's help to continue on through the grind. To keep going. And He can do it. He'll be with us. He promised that. He said, lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the world. Every valley shall be exalted. David in Psalm 23 said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Valleys of the hard times. Times that are rough to take. Yet it says here, every valley shall be exalted. At the end of Psalm 23, David comes out with that blessed verse, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord will only seem so much sweeter because we've been through the valley of the shadow of death. These times that we're passing through, where there's division, there's arguing, and it doesn't seem as though there's much love amongst the brethren, there are hard times, there are valley. Yet the Lord is with us. That doesn't change. It may seem as though everything's changing, everybody's changing, nothing's consistent, but He's consistent. And if we depend on Him, He'll be with us. He'll never let us down. Verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We're guaranteed it's the one thing that we can turn to no matter what the time, no matter where we are, no matter what we've done. We can read it, we can find encouragement, and we can use it to draw closer to him that died for us. Verse 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and he shall gently lead those that are with young. The Lord Jesus is the great shepherd. He's tender. He's compassionate. He cares for each one of us. Our brother Heinz spoke about the hireling. The hireling flees. The Lord's promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll gather the lambs with his arm. The Lord's lament over Jerusalem in Matthew, he said, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks? That's a challenge to my soul as well as to yours. Do I let the Lord in my private life gather me under him? Do I want to spend time with him so that he can encourage me, so that I can tell him what's bothering me, so that if necessary, he can show me what I need to do so that I can live my life for his honor and glory? The rest of the chapter is speaking about the glory of the Lord and how powerful he is. But I'd just like to look at the last few verses. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. At a conference like this, we can get much encouragement. That's one of the ways that the Lord uses to give us power. Reading your Bible every day, even if it's only for a couple of minutes, give you enough to get through the day. You don't have to spend hours in prayer. Just talk to him a little bit. He wants to talk to you. Even the youths shall faint. It's just to continue on every day. Start out with a bang. Start out running. Run fast. If you're going to run the marathon, you can't sprint the whole way. You have to pace yourself. But with the Lord, you can do that. You can pace yourself. By pacing yourself spiritually, you depend on him. Spend time in prayer. Each day is to be with him, to gather the needed strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, that's the key. It's not in our power. We can't resolve any assembly difficulties. We can't do anything. We can't continue on. It's only through the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. I have trouble doing that. It's not easy. Just to say, Lord, it's in your hands. But if we do, it'll bring peace to our souls, and it'll bring blessing in our Christian walk. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. With the Lord, he knows our each individual needs. Some of us may be able to run spiritually. Some of us may have to walk spiritually. Doesn't matter. The Lord wants to be with you, and he'll keep going by your side. Like the poem, Footprints, where the man looks back and he sees only one set of footprints. And the Lord says, that's when I carried you. That's maybe what it comes down to in our lives. But I think the reason why the prophet puts run, and the Spirit told the prophet to put run in here, as well as walk, is to accommodate the different stages of a Christian life and not faint. Running, you're going fast. Walking, you aren't going so fast. Not fainting implies that you may not even be moving at all, just standing still. That's what the Apostle Paul exhorts us to do in Ephesians, after putting on the whole armor of God, to stand, to hold on, even if it's only just a little while till he comes back, to hold on to the truth that he's given us in his precious word. May we do that till he come.